Tony, you run in that section again?
Hey guys and ladies and everybody in the room, say hi to Randy, please.
I asked Tony to run that section again. When the leads get underneath with two voices, when the baritones are above and the tenors are above, I'm losing the blue box. It's not a volume issue, it's a resonance issue, keeping it in the max. General comment all the way across the board. There's a difference between singing and performing. You're singing very well. I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm sure tonight that we are going to need to turn over and face each other so that you can see what you're doing. How many of you on the risers think that the lady to your right can outperform you facially? Excuse me? I would rather you sing long notes with no resonance. Sorry, Tony. I would rather you sing long notes with no resonance than fail to perform. Las Vegas, if nothing else, to me, in the quartet and the chorus contest, was the current state of what is being rewarded in Sweet Adeline's International. How many of you saw the quartet contest? Anybody think the best singing quartet of all time won the contest? Wonderful quartet on so many levels. But man, did they let it come from their hearts. And if you saw anything in the chorus contest, you saw the exact same thing. I'm not saying singing's not important, but it's only one of four categories. And this is no longer a singing competition. At one time, I think it was. It's now a performance competition. You know what I'm saying? So let's make sure that we put our emphasis on the fact that there are three other categories outside of singing, and singing is not going to raise the other three categories enough, in my opinion, to get you where you want to go. I also think you have a wonderful opportunity this weekend, and no one should ever say this to a chorus like you guys, but nobody can touch you, should be able to touch you in this context. So you have the ability to go do some things that you don't generally have the opportunity to do as a performer. I believe you can take some chances and see what works and see what doesn't work. See what doesn't work. Of all the things I've lost in life, I lose my mind the most. All right. You know what I'm asking you to do? I would truly say to you that I'm not sure that you realize how much you're not performing.
I want to make sure that you understand what he's really asking you to do, because I think some of you said yes, and I'm not sure it's the same thing, because what I know he's not saying, he's not telling you to sing without your entire tool basket, without everything you know as a musician, as a great vocalist, and as an aspiring performer, right? Because some of you will put this on and just start not singing. You won't sing, right? And I'm not here to poo-poo anything that he's saying, because I totally agree with that. And if you don't know that by now, you still haven't caught on to what I'm going after either. And that's okay. But it's not permission. It is absolutely not permission to just divorce yourself of years of any time that you spent with us singing technique and singing together. Because I feel like some of you think like, oh, okay, give me permission to just be me. And that's absolutely not what he's saying.
But I will say this to you, even if it's in conflict with what Tony just said.
I don't agree with that. I'm gonna go to the mat here. Because I know that a lot of you ladies, a lot of you will let it fly, and your let it fly is without any sense of technique. And sorry, I'm not gonna live that way no matter how it scores. Let me say that again. I believe in my value system, and I know Randy does as well. So I just want to make sure that you're using everything, not just some things, okay? And perform like crazy, for sure.
What I was going to say to you is that
I think it's important for you to realize what happens between your ears when you're performing. Of what you're thinking. And if you're not sure, check and see. I do come from the school that says, if I'm constantly thinking about my singing while I'm performing, then I'm probably cheating my audience somewhat, because generally when that happens, I can see the gears turning and smoke coming out the ears. So there's a balance between, I don't think you abandon your singing skills, but do you have to think about every time you breathe and make a note to sing at your top level? And the answer may be yes. I'm not sure. So I won't tell you how to get there, but I think there's a real imbalance between the singing and the performance right now.
Absolutely.
And how we solve that,
I'll leave up. We've got to figure out.
G. Well, please look for the low resonance place.
One, two, and.
Every night I dream that.
You probably just work. I appreciate your focus. One, two, and.
Every night I dream that I finally found the guy, the one for whom I pine. Every day I search far and wide to find someone that I call mine. Oh, 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 how we can love and smile of mine. He's the one I'm dreaming of, oh yes, I'm dreaming of. I've got two eyes of blue, he's my love, and I'm through.
Performance-wise, that's a ton better. So I guess the question that comes to my mind is, how did you make that happen? In your square, how did you kick up your performance level? Did you do that and never think about it and just keep thinking about the singing? Or did you bounce back between the two of them? Or did you go to singing, to singing, to singing, to singing? I think it's got to be. I think you've got to stay in the game on both. I don't think you can ignore either one. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now that makes it more challenging, but kind of like the same face.
It's holistic performance, right?
But I think to a certain extent, you got to trust your musical skills. I remember the one time I seen you perform at a 94 level. 6 years ago next week. And I think that was, I think you sing better now than you did then. So I think there's a difference in the performance side that I don't think you're gonna wow them the way you want to without that higher level of hair on fire. Okay? Lead baritone duet there one time for me.
Lead baritone duet, same spot. Everyone perform. One, two, and.
Every night I dream that I finally found the guy, the one for whom I pine. Every day I search far and wide to find the only one that I call mine. Not so dull, you know, but oh, whoa, how we can love. He's a fancy guy, but I don't mind. He's the one I'm dreaming of, oh yes, I'm dreaming of. I put two eyes of blue, he's my love.
Fairies, raise your hand for me. Leads, raise your hand for me. Okay.
Yep.
Resonance will be really important because I don't want the leads to have to oversing, so just make sure you really keep it in the mask. And the lower you go, the more important it is for you, so we don't lose you under the board. Okay?
I'm so tired.
But you're not jumping out at me terribly enough to say, oh my God, what a huge distraction.
Great, 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 great. We do the same duet and especially leads, but everyone who's singing, more lyric interest. much more lyric interest. That's the holistic that I think will lead you to a better physical performance. One, two, and.
Every night I dream that I find myself.
Every night I dream that, there's no change out here, change will change. Every night I dream that I found the net, finally found the guy, right? The one for whom I pine. There's gotta be much more stuff beyond all those lyrics, yeah? Sure.
The word I'm not getting, and it just hit me, the word I'm not getting when I see you visually is passion. Does that make sense? I'm afraid that these have become word syllables in a singing exercise. And there's a great reason to have all that, but I think we may have sung these reps and these phrases so many times that they're just word sounds. They don't come with the lyrics or the meaning, and I think all you have to have back into is just remember the lyrics that you're singing and tell me the story, and let me not have to go, does she believe it? Is she telling me a story? Or is she part of a gang thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gang thing is a terrible word to use.
Yeah. This is as high level a gang thing as you get to see most
but times. But it still is warranted. Don't be upset at an evaluation that is accurate.
You know what I'm saying? So how do you make me feel the passion? Number one, you got to take a higher level of performance risk, I believe. You got to be willing to unzip and tell the audience, not tell the audience that you're telling them a story that you believe in and you want to share emotion with the audience about.
And where does that start? Let's talk about this real quick. Where does that outward communication start? It starts inside, right?
I feel like a lot of our emotion is outwardly expressed without very much inward desire, passion, relation, understanding, development, care, purpose.
Yeah.
So we end up being without passion because it's a lot of outward action and intent to try and make people think that you're engaged, but there's not enough internal. I believe what I'm singing about. And this is, I think, even it's heightened because of this being a bit of a parody, right? So there is that little lightheartedness behind it. But there's still internal, like, awareness and depth that has to come from delivering the song, right? You have to. And I think many of you are trying to do way so much on the outside so you can show that you're involved. There's nothing internal. So be aware, at the very least, be aware of how important it is to be internally motivated rather than externally providing. All right? Your internal is everything, because then whatever you do external actually becomes what? Believable and passionate and real. I think that that's a lot of our society, actually. The vast majority of our society is external in their approach. They're not a whole lot of internal belief, so that they don't have to do all that extra arm moving, all that extra process of reset, because they've been told, hey, here's how you look this way, here's how you look that way. You look better by being it. That's why I don't want coaching on May 1st time, because I really want you to figure out your story and be able to sincerely tell that story. Some of you, it's a little bit bland, and you're still, so there's nothing there. But that's where I like to go, just to echo with what he's talking about. There's got to be internal purpose behind what you're doing. All right? All four?
Yep.
All four?
Everybody? Let's do it. Gotta jump into the middle of the story right at this point.
Yeah.
One, two, all.
Every night I dream that I finally found the guy, the one for whom I pine. Every day I search far and wide to find the one that I call mine. Oh,
now I'm talking over.
Oh, oh, how we can love. How I don't mind.
You're good. Some really good stuff there. Oh, whoa, whoa, how he can
love.
That should be overwhelming. We shouldn't have to ask for that. And there's a technique thing that I think is getting in your way. It's called, you're allowing the vowel to creep away. First of all, how, oh, whoa, whoa, how he can love. It's kind of going away. First of all, that's the technique part of it. But again, It feels winded, like we're not getting on with it. Yeah? Try.
Faces were a noticeable change, not because they weren't as active as they'd been before, but they were a lot more believable.
Cool.
That makes sense?
Yeah. Yes.
Let's go that road. I'm willing to get crucified for that.
Yeah.
Right? Two, you.
Every night I dream that I finally found the guy, the one for whom I find. Thank you.
as a tool, better be your eyes. Better be your eyes than your eyebrows. Right? You can't go, you don't have time and it goes fast, right? Use the windows to the soul. Use your eyes to communicate with the audience and do something different. If you just go to one expression, it's locked in and it's also not interesting. As I'm scanning the chorus, when you guys have got this going, it's great. I'm going into it, and then we get here to the fast part, and you physically can't do as much there, right? There's not time, the tempo's fast, stuff like that. You have to stay engaged with your audience, and what we've just kind of done is put a wall between us and them. All right? Find out, you know what to do, fix it. Stay engaged. You can't go, I just performed for 32 bars, what do you want? Unfortunately, audiences are much more unforgiving. Once they know you know how to do it, if you choose not to, they'll go, what are we, chopped liver? What did we do to deserve them not wanting to sing for us at the level they can? Does that sound harsh? You've been in the audience on the other side and seen it and felt it. Okay, time to deliver.
By the two eyes of the leaves, my love is not even where anybody sees. I found the guy, the one for whom I find.
top of the song. So promo's in.
In the performance while the singing is held notes there. Excuse me.
Okay, whoops.